Blog Talk Radio.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bull. Out to make dough, make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you pay the on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, mind is like a deep mind that's full of gold. Better dig it out before the time will turn you old. Yeah. I ain't talking about the physical, I'm spiritual. If you follow with your calico, I'm Alamo. I'm standing here to make my stand until I go. Why you acting like a hater? Oh, I'm so intangible. Check it up, get some vocab in your bloody manifold. I've been making these new records like I'm very mental. Ain't no telling when you fall on something, how the man will grow. Ain't no telling how you make your wealth and how the plan will show. All the people had to climb up out they mental catacombs. I'm a sellout at the drone, rapping with a megaphone. I'm a god up on this microphone, I came to raise a tone. Vibrating in a mega zone with my metronome. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my home, I can't leave alone. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own, the mimic of the throne.
That right.
If you don't get it, press repeat and go. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own, the mimic of the throne.
That right.
If you don't get it, press repeat and go, you'll find it.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, the snakes too. Everything I do is from God to raise you. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturn's Day, March the 30th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another to the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we got a very, 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 very powerful show scheduled for you today, because today we're going to be interviewing my good brother, Brother Reuben, the master of the spirit realm. Now, that's just my title or my name. I have a title or a name or a nickname for pretty much everybody that's in the system, every client that's based upon their numbers, their distribution. However, I'll let the good brother break down what he has unveiled for you himself. But the reason that I want to be interviewing Brother Reuben today, along with other members of the Life Management System, is because I want everybody to see the benefits of the Life Management System. And it's extremely important. So I can sit up and talk about, you know, the benefits of the Life Management System, but it's better if you just hear it from individuals that's in the Life Management System, so that way you can see how the one invisible spirit, the pleroma, the pleru, the forefather, the frequency, wave, vibration that is like a god or God, but is greater than God. Because there is nothing over it. There is no Lord above it. It does not exist within anything inferior to it, since everything that exists within it contains it. That's a quote from the secret book of John, or the Apocrypha of John. So we're talking about today, or we'll be interviewing today, Brother Reuben and what he has uncovered, the highs and lows of his journey. I've had him on the show before, and he talked about how he came over to, you know, this country, and then from this country to Canada, and again. So, but now we want to talk about where he's at now, what he's learned, how he's grown within the life management system. So, with no further ado, I want to bring on my good brother, Brother Reuben. Brother Reuben, are you there, my brother?
Yes, brother. Can you listen? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear, my man. Loud and clear. So, please introduce yourself again to the listening audience. Just, you know, some basic information about yourself. You know, where you are right now, and what do you do right now for, I guess, your 9 to 5. And yeah, we'll start with that, and then we'll kind of go from there.
So I've been working with you with Master Teacher 33 for around 1 year, bro.
Yeah, yes, it's been about a year. That's it.
Yeah, my experience has been great. Just to start with, I would like to start that because, to be honest, as I always say, brother Will, it has changed my life for good because he brought me back to the faith, to the spirit. It brought me back to myself, ultimately, to the temple. I don't know how to put it, but it brought me back to clarity. It has given me so much clarity and so much perspective and awareness and consciousness. And what I'm doing right now, I'm an educator, I'm a teacher, so from 9 to 5 I go to schools and educate kids. And outside of it, I'm setting up my own business to help people, and I just finished one book that I'm going to be launching really soon. I'll say the pre-order time will be next week. I'll give 50% off for people who want to pre-order it. And I am setting up courses to do exactly what Will is doing, which is help people to find purpose and clarity.
Nice. That is excellent, my brother. Excellent. So that's powerful. Thank you so much, Brother Reuben, because the thing that really impressed me about Brother Reuben is that he's been in the course, like you said, for less than a year. I have, you know, some clients who've been in the course anywhere from, you know, 3 to 5, 6, 7 years, and are, you know, just now starting to, you know, really experience the true nature. Now, remember, it took me almost 50 years. So for Brother Reuben, what Brother Reuben has done in a year, you know, it has took me a lot longer. So that speaks to his ability to, like he always tells me, hey, just tell it to me straight. So that did lead to some conflict between me and Brother Reuben because of the way that I share information, teach information, and the fact that I actually have a system in place that draws people out, or I'm gonna use the word push people's buttons to get people to see their coping mechanism or their negative habit pattern. So it's in or through adversity that we are able to get our clarity or to assist us with clarity. Because what happens is you started to know this. There are certain things that I say or do that causes what I call cognitive dissonance. It causes questions, and it causes anxiety inside of the brain. And so what Brother Reuben did was he took that and he did it what the Bible says: when you take what's negative and you turn it into something positive. It's redirecting the energy, which is what I want to talk to you today about, Brother Ruben. So the first question I have for you, Brother, is how, when you joined the Life Management System, how were you able to take the information that you're hearing in the shows and formulate questions that could move you forward in your life? How were you able to deal with this? You know, two questions. Number one, just how did the system assist you in moving forward? The second question is, which is really important, is when your negative habit came up, or when your current habit, when you noticed that where you are right now as a school teacher and the thing that you're doing, and what I talk about, what would you do if you're on vacation and now you're doing those things? So the first question is, again, when you was in the, as a member of the Life Management System, how was it, or what was it that the Life Management System did to get you to start noticing that where you are at is not the greatest possible vibration for you? How did the system help you see you?
The main part is clarity, and clarity comes from knowing, and the knowing comes from the gnosis, and the gnosis comes from I'll say tracing back information back to the source. So for me, that was what resonate with everything that you talk, is that the ability to trace it back and simplify it, and because I find honesty when somebody can explain it to me in a simple way. So I think everything needs to be, I like, for me, everything comes down to a very simple thing, and that's what has helped me to understand is, and to see me is clarity, is understanding that there are dispositions, that understanding that things that I was not aware, so they were basically having a good time with me, all the dispositions and all the emotions. But now that I can see them, I can make better decisions. I'm on the process still of mastering them, but now I can see them at least.
Wow,
that's
powerful, brother.
Yeah, it's just, brother, it's just like when you said, you keep telling me, if I don't see myself, I cannot be. It's I feel the same when it comes to solving any issue. If I don't know the cow, if I don't know what's producing it, what's the root of it, I won't be able to have a solid solution.
Wow. That is huge, brother, because dispositional awareness is what Brother Ruben is talking about, which is the foundation of Module 1 and 2, because each one of us, remember, they, as Brother Ruben stated, will have fun with you. They'll be able to master you, push you around because of your lack of dis, that means to remove, dispose, take off track, position. So that was something. So he was awareness. It's, again, reverse what he just said. Awareness, clarity, consciousness, perception, knowledge, the ability to perceive how he was off track, how he was in a wrong disposition. So by going through the course, what the thing that helped Brother Ruben, and in 1 year, Brother Ruben has done more than most, a lot, well, not or many of my clients who have done in 5 years. In 1 year, Brother Ruben has done some amazing things in this system because of his dispositional awareness. And so, Brother Reuben, once you became aware of the disposition, how is it, how was it that you was able to do? I remember we was talking, and I remember I told you that, man, you got to be, you got to start doing, you know, Instagram videos. You got to start doing YouTube videos. You got to start posting on Facebook. You got to start putting, and now you are on camera dancing, you know, dancing around. You're laughing, joking. How did you go from being this quiet, reserved, you know, person to, number one, exercising dispositional awareness, and number two, bringing about what I talked about in last night's show, which in the Private Kingdom Millionaires Training Center class number 67, if for some strange stretch of the imagination you did not listen to that show, please, at your earliest convention, for the members of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, because that's Brother Reuben. Brother Reuben is exhibiting, so all knowledge is knowledge of self. That's what he just said. So no matter what I'm saying, I could be talking about grasshoppers, but the grasshoppers, you can only see the grasshopper as you see yourself. The moment you change how you see yourself, you change how you see the grasshopper. It's an inside-outside job. So, Brother Reuben, my question to you, my brother, is, you know, that's a huge hurdle that you was able to conquer, and that is self-expression authentically. Because you're dancing, dude, on videos with no shirt on. You're smiling. You're having fun. It looks really authentic. How were you able to get past the hurdle of I'm afraid of what people are going to think? How are you able to express yourself authentically?
It has always been somehow part of my life, brother. Since I was a kid, the first thing that I did that I remember was dancing. And I don't know if you remember, probably you remember, but break dance and all that. I was big into it. And expressing myself, the thing for me, brother, something that resonates, that I completely agree with what you said, but I probably didn't see it like that before, was when you mentioned that to go closer to the Creator, you have to create, because it's the Creator, right? Like, if it's the lion, you got to be a lion. So to be closer to the Creator, you got to create. And it has been a little bit of a struggle in the sense that my father didn't ever see art as something noble or something good, but I always saw it as people who were lazy or didn't want to do anything. And I would say that that took in my mind and kind of pulled me away from my artistic side. Anyway, everything I've done has gone into that direction of expressing myself, whether it is consciously or unconsciously. And it, every time I create something, whatever it is, it feels good. And because it feels good, I came to the realization that me feeling good will make another person feel good. So for me, dancing is I do it all the time. Like I dance all the time at home while I'm cooking or while I'm. It's something that I really like, and I say, well, why don't you share it? If it might inspire somebody or make feel good somebody, and that's the reason why.
Wow, that is powerful, brother, because what you just said, man, what I talked about last night, which is a missing ingredient when we talk about the seven C's of, you know, clarity, certainty, competency, connectivity, confidence, chemistry, and currency. And you are exhibiting all of those because you was able to gain clarity, and that gave you a certain sense of self-confidence. And that made you competent, which allowed you to connect with me and other people. with this confidence, and that develops a chemistry, and that chemistry allows for you now to start receiving currency. And the reason why, brothers and sisters, this is so important is because, like Brother Ruben said at the beginning, simplicity. This is not rocket science, but the simplicity comes from clarity. So using etymology, I've been able to develop clarity or break things down so that that way they can be assimilated, and that way they can be crystal clear. What Brother Ruben brings to the table is a sense of connection spiritually, which is what I want to talk about now, Brother Ruben, is your products and your services and your information that you're going to be sharing with people. You just shared a video that was profound when you were sharing with women or queens, you know, the vibrational aspect of self-love that is the most attractive. The women that are extremely attractive have nothing to do with their physical attributes, as I've been saying. And what you said, brother, was you took it to a new level and you exposed a new devil. So I would like for you to share with the listening audience what you shared in your last, for the people who have not seen the video, and then also, well, we'll share the, you know, connectivity or your information later on before we conclude today. But I want to make sure that everybody has your email address, website, and you know, your books, all your information that's coming out, because I'm telling you guys, this brother, when I first met him, the first thing that I told him, like I tell everybody, because I'm able to see a part of one of my guests' discernment, and he had a hard time understanding the spiritual process and the intellectual process, because he was so spiritual and so intellectual, like all 11s and all 7s, which are part of his makeup. Sometimes it gets in the way. Starting without a plan is the plan. And that's a lot of things I used to share with Brother Ruben. But Brother Ruben, how were you able to see, and maybe you want to share with the listening audience as well, some of the stuff that you shared with me in our one-on-ones about some of your relationships that gave you insight to make a statement of what you said in your video. So I know I'm saying a lot, but basically just share with the listening audience what you shared in your last post on Instagram that talks about what makes a female attractive, and how the hell do you know that? Because you're not a female.
Brother, I have two daughters, and I think that's a good point of reference. I love my mom. I never got to understand, and I feel, well, now I understand it way better because you have helped me to understand a lot of the game. So I understand why the feminine energy has been attacked. We are really at this point, the confusion is overwhelming to the point that what we think is doing something good for us is doing exactly the opposite. So when it comes to women, all the things they actually think and they're actually looking at for guidance or for help is actually detrimental to their inner energy and their inner beauty, because it's all based on comparison and comparing themselves to somebody else. And as you mentioned, when you compare yourself, you reduce yourself. So when you keep your eyes outside of you, you're comparing yourself. And that reduces yourself because it takes attention out away from you. It takes energy out of you. And that's what happens when you go to a club. I think women have been attacked in so many ways, but the worst attack on women is the attack that they don't perceive. I hope that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. That makes a lot of sense, because women are like men, but more so women, because men are attracted to certain things that are non-visible. You know, men are really visible, or visual, and we are attracted, you know, by certain, you know, female attributes and characteristics. But the woman that a man marries, you know, he may go out and date and have fun with a woman that has certain physical attributes, but the man is will always marry a woman that is very spiritually astute. And the thing that makes a woman spiritually astute is what you talked about before, and that is this self-love, the ability to love yourself, because a man knows when a woman is disrespecting herself. And I tell my wife this all the time, you know, if you let your son disrespect you, then that empowers me. That lets me know I can disrespect you. So if your own son disrespects, if a son disrespects the mother, the husband will soon follow. It is what it is. And you was able to break that down distinctly. And I think, you know, number one, that you talked about, you know, having daughters, the mother, and the relationships that you've been in, you knew what attracted you to that, the relationships you've been in, along with understanding what makes women non-attractive. Because there's a lot of women that have a lot of physical beauty, but they don't have that inner quality of self-love. So if they don't love themselves, it's difficult for anybody else to come along and love them as well. Brother Ruben, how did you get when we talk about? Go ahead, my brother.
Also, brother, we pretty much came to the point where beauty can be buy or produced synthetically. So you go to a club and all these women are completely produced, and they have this synthetic beauty to please somebody, so somebody pay attention to them. But the crazy thing is that they are not paying attention to themselves. If they are preparing themselves, the packaging, to attract somebody else, but they are completely neglecting themselves at the same time.
Wow. Yeah, that's deep, but I never thought about the cosmetic aspect of how you're able to basically, fabricate beauty now, because anybody can, I mean, especially with makeup, and, you know, I've seen men, you've seen the videos where, you know, men put on so much makeup and put on fake hair and stuff that they actually can look like a very attractive woman, and they're not. But like you said, vibrationally or spiritually, they're not beautiful because of all of the internal conflict that is going on. And so, brother, you know, we went through a process, me, you and I, that was difficult at times because we bumped heads a lot because of, you know, your desire to really move forward very, very quickly, which you have done and continue to do. And so you are a master of intuition or intuitiveness of how one feels. Can you speak to the listening audience about that mastery, that you have, that gift? And remember, gifts can't be explained. So it's like people ask me, okay, doc, how do you know what you know? How do you discern? I can't explain it. How do I come up with a title for all these shows? I do 2-3 shows a day, and I've been doing 2 or 3 shows a day for basically the last 10 years. So how have I been able to push out that much content? The only thing I can say is that's my gift. So Brother Ruben, to the best of your ability, explain to us intuition. What is intuition? If you know, what does that mean as an 11 and the 2, as someone who basically has, based upon a life path number and based upon, you know, in your case, it's the outer expression number, or your outer personality number, which is the 11-2. And that's something that you're really gifted at, because that allows you to connect not only with me, because Brother Ruben is probably one of the only clients or one of the only people that was able to see or to understand my pattern and say, Doc, you don't have to necessarily use that specific pattern on me. You can just use another pattern, meaning teaching method, meaning a modality, meaning didactic. Remember, I'm a didactic teacher. So Brother Ruben was saying, okay, you don't have to use didaculos. That's a very slow, methodical, boring, step-by-step circle process of bringing about knowledge. Instead of going the long way around, Brother Reuben would always say, hey, Doc, but what he was saying, I don't even know if he knew what he was saying, but he was identifying my spirit. So, Brother Reuben, to the best of your knowledge, brother, or ability, explain to the listening audience what intuition is for you.
Of course, brother. Intuition, brother, to keep it as simple as I can, is the ability to expand the frame. It's just that. If I understand that all the things are one, then I stop looking at things. I stop departmentalizing things. But I start understanding that your body language is telling me something about your emotion. I start understanding that your energy is telling me something. And then I start looking at the whole picture instead of a narrow frame. Because you've been asking me a lot about intuition and I've been how I make decisions and how my intuition brought me to certain parts. And when I think is, I have this understanding that all the things are one, I do not block myself to probabilities. You know what I mean? Like I am open to all probabilities. And in that way,
wow.
Everything starts speaking to you.
That's deep, brother, because that's the same definition of the Greek word aletheia that gives us the English word truth. So truth and aletheia are consideration, the ability to consider all possibilities before collapsing on one. So everything exists in a wave state, according to physics, and the process of observing all things forces one thing to manifest or collapse. And so what Brother Reuben is saying is very powerful, very important, because that's how you are able, that's how we are able as individuals, because we are an individual particle of a bigger wave. And so his ability to consider and to understand that he's a part, one individual expression of a bigger system or a bigger whole is the thing that allowed him to move forward a lot faster than a lot of other clients and a lot of other members of the life management system. Because remember, Brother Reuben has only been a member for a year, actually less than a year. It's coming up on a year. And now when me and Brother Reuben talk, and Brother Reuben's numbers are 76411, the primary core code. And we struggled with a name. We struggled with a course. We struggled, and I've always told Brother Reuben the same thing, which is the title of today's message. What I call spiritual mastery, mastering the spirit realm. And I've been talking to Brother Reuben about as a spiritual mental, this is spiritual mental mastery, which is spiritual and mental alchemy, which is spiritual and mental comprehension. And I talked about it because Brother Reuben used to be a professional soccer player from his original country, if I'm Colombia, correct? Correct, Brother Reuben?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Yeah, so all Brother Reuben is doing is he's decoding himself. And by decoding himself, he can help decode others. So one of the things that I really am impressed with about Brother Reuben is the ability to, again, decode the self. Because remember what he said at the beginning of today's talk, which is extremely important, and that is dispositional awareness. That's like his foundational course, if you will, or method. And dispositional awareness, that's almost like a negative affirmation. So now we got to speak or talk about what is the benefit of this, what is the feature and the benefits of dispositional awareness, which is one of the things why I wanted to interview Brother Reuben before his course comes out, his book gets published and all of this stuff, because he's in the process that everybody else that's a part of the life management system should be in. So he's went through the seven modules. you know, he's listened to the shows. He's, you know, he got the 50 books. He got the 365 audio shows. You know, he got all of the, he got the Dia Canary Report, 700-page digger. He got the entire system. But Brother Ruben did something that a lot of people didn't do, and that is he would email me all the time and ask me for clarity on different things that he heard during a session or during a course. And so Brother Ruben, he actually implemented. Now, I'm not saying that nobody, that other people are not, but what I'm saying is that Brother Ruben took this thing really seriously, and thus the rapid advancement through the course with its, I mean, it is mind-blowing. Because remember, I have some members who've been with me for 7 years. Brother Ruben has been with me for less than a year. And what he's doing is like, he got videos out. He got a book almost out. He went to the 365 lectures. You know, he got his Dear Canary Report. He did the one-on-ones that we did, you know, bi-weekly one-on-ones for over a year. You know, he listened to, you know, all of the stuff. And if you look at his profile picture on Facebook, and he's under, you know, El Astro Ray, there's a picture of him, you know, dancing or jumping, having fun. And so, you know, he took all the seriousness out, because the Bible says, suffer not the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. So Brother Ruben was able to return back to his childhood love of dancing and really sharing information by being authentic, getting out of fear-based conformity or getting out of morality-based conformity and going back to causality, because the Father is the cause of all things. So we are made in the image and likeness of our the forefather. So if the Father is the creator, we are creators. So now, Brother Ruben, where are you at in the development of your product? What is have you settled on the name yet? Have you settled on whether you're going to do a book or a course? Where are you at right now in the development? Because you already got – well, you know what? Hold up. Time out. Before we even say that, you know, you said and you talked a little bit about, you know, the videos. So first of all, you know, when you do your videos, you know, how do you do them? Meaning, I know there's some animosity, or not animosity, some anxiety. So speak. Can you speak to the listening audience who have not made, they don't have no videos, and you got, you know, videos on Instagram and Facebook. Can you, okay, how are you able to push past your internal fears and post a video of you dancing or you talking about the product? The last one I saw on Instagram, again, was profound, blew my cookies, bro, because you broken down the vibrational worth of a woman. That's, you know, I try to, and this is what I told my daughters, I tell my wife all the time, I tell every female I can talk to, I don't care, I don't give a damn how big your chi-chis are, your badonky-donk is. If you ain't got no self-worth, you ain't got no value. You're not attractive. That's what makes a woman attractive, and you was able to break that down very succinctly and post it. It's one thing, a lot of people are doing videos and audios, but they're not posting them out there for the public. So how are you able to do the video and post the video? Can you kind of walk me through what goes through your mind or what's in your mind when you're making a video that you're going to post on Instagram or Facebook?
See, of course, brother. Look, brother, just want everybody to give you a little bit of background so people understand. I study film, so when I start thinking about making videos, I did a couple of videos and I have a camera and I took different shots and then I went and edited and all that. For my experience going back, all that planning, as you said, takes out God out of the picture. So what I would say to anybody is start just doing them as simple as you can. The objective of creating a video, or the objective of creating anything, is not the creation itself, but is the inside revelation. Revelation? Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And your internal revelation overrides your outer internal demonstration. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So the result of any creation, it's it's not as important as what we become through the process of creating it. So every time, I would say to anybody, like as you told me, brother, like go do videos, do this. I would say to anybody, whatever, do create, and do it without thinking. Like you said, take no thought. The more you think about it, the less you're going to do it. And it's your voice is needed. One of the reasons that I was I've been always into creating anything is because I still don't understand how people follow stars or this. You can follow somebody that you admire. You can be inspired by somebody, but that inspiration is only worth it if inspired you to move and do exactly what that person is doing. So, and that's what the Bible says. You explain it to me. That's what Jesus Christ says. It says, take your cross and follow me, which means you explain it to me. Follow me means do exactly what I'm doing. And if we all do grow up watching TV and looking at people, once you do it, and I can assure you this, once you do it, you're not going to stop looking at yourself, at your own videos, and you're going to be so immersed in your creative process that you're going to want to do it more. That's why now I understand why Bro Will does as many videos as he does. It's because it's a way of discovering yourself. It's a way of empowering yourself. It's a way of loving yourself. And that's what I found every time I create something. And every time I care less about what I create. That's why now I do videos in just one take. When before I was thinking, oh, I need to do this and I'm going to cut this. And now I rather do them in one take and get a clear message across and care less about me, how it looks, but most in how I communicate and how I get clarity in what I'm doing, because this is what happens when you're creating. What you're doing is getting clarity. Like I study film and through the in a art school, and through the process of creating, there is always something magical that is that every time you are about to create, you right away are exposed to yourself, because the act of creating demands from you to have accountability, because whatever you're going to create demands for you to have an intention. And when you are having an intention, then you become accountable for what you would that for that intention.
Wow. Man, brother, that's some deep stuff right there. That's powerful right there, brother. Man, I hope y'all got that. That brother dropped some knowledge. The biggest nugget he dropped right there was the process of creating forces you, if you want to use that term, to create more. Oh, man, I cannot explain, but I'm going to explain. I can't explain. I mean, Brother Ruben says when you create, that's a process of self-love. And I said during the show that I did last night, again, if you didn't listen to last night's show for the Kingdom Millionaire Training Center members, it's class number 67. The process of creating is just like water. When you create, that's the process of moving. That's also the process of giving. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. Again, to the degree that you create is the degree that you connect with the creator. So when you create, he's creating, and you're connecting with him. That's a process of self-love. It's mind blowing when you talk about the process of self love and how you feel when you create. That's so profound. So, brother Ruben, on that note, brother, Anything in the works? Have you, first of all, have you settled on a working title for either yourself, for your website, or for your creation? What are you kind of thinking about right now?
Brother, I'm gonna go for with part of it. I think that it's important to use your name. So,
yes.
But I also think that it's important to link it to I would say, you know, when we talk about God and we know God is unnameable, it doesn't have a name, it's undescriptable. It is
yeah.
hard to label yourself in any circumstance. For me, has always been like that, and so I will like to link it to the name is called will be Space Mastery. But I'll link my name to it. The book that is already written is gonna be called Mining Your Mind for Business, which comes from some of the a lot of what I'm doing, but it's greatly inspired by listening to you because. You really have, just to be honest, like, I haven't met anybody that clarified things from different angles, as you do, and I do appreciate that a lot. I think that that should be teaching everyone. So I kind of, in a way, I'm an extension of your message. In that process, I will grow and do my message. You know, like one thing that it's amazing when you start creating it. One thing that I will do, it just doesn't matter how you start creating. Doesn't matter. You can start copying somebody. You can start. Create being inspired by somebody. At the end of the day, all the things are one, and all the information is out there. There is nothing new under the sky, so it doesn't matter. It's been already.
Yeah.
The only thing we're doing is channeling it or expressing it in our unique way. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm just taking information that I love and sharing it and. While I'm sharing it, my own point of view is coming up.
Mm. Wow. That's powerful, brother. Very powerful, man. Thank you so much as well, brother, because, you know, a lot of people struggle with that, man. I love that Mining Your Mind. I love that title, man. That's a great working title. And again, for the listening audience, again, Brother Ruben's a new member of not necessarily new. But, you know, been with the Life Management System for about a year, you know, went through the program and was, you know, really, really, really jumped in and was really hands-on, you know, with the program and going through the seven modules. And you guys know the whole purpose of the program is to get you to basically become a single standing column of waveform energy. That's called, again, the fourth layer of the 13 levels. That's in the true hidden esoteric history of mankind, which is the man king that returns back to the God kind or the God. That's the whole purpose here on earth. So the true destiny of mankind is to become a part of the God kind or become a God king. And that means the fourth base is getting out of mass and matter, getting out of time, getting out of space, getting out of the rudimentary 9-to-5 and exchanging time for dollars and becoming a co-creator with the creator, creating nonstop every day, all day. You're always creating. You're always generating stuff. But that requires what Brother Ruben said at the beginning, dispositional awareness. If you don't get anything else from listening to what Brother Ruben is saying, remember, as members in the program that's been in the program for, you know, 5 to 7 years. And remember, it took me 50 years And it took Brother Ruben less than a year to do one thing, dispositional awareness. That's that what we call, what the church calls that demon, what we call a negative habit pattern, what you want to call the dark side. And then once you become aware of it, what do you do? Do you put energy into it? Do you go lay on somebody's sofa and talk about it over and over again, what happened to you as a kid? Not unless it's creating products and services that will help you and other people to grow. So you just don't sit back and talk about what you went through, because what you went through is what you're called to do. But what he did is, once he identified the dispositional or the disposition, dis means the thing that takes you out of your God-given position. He took all his energy and he put all of his energy into creating, instead of, don't tell me what you are against, tell me what you're for. So what Brother Ruben is doing is he's putting energy into all the things he's for, all the things that he likes, all the things that he does when he's on vacation. And that's what each and every one of the whole purpose of today's message is, to show you, again, the value and the benefits of the Life Management System by interviewing Brother Ruben, so that way you can share. Because remember, the brother, we didn't even talk about what we talked about in the first interview I did with him, where, number one, he was in Colombia and he came to the U.S. with the intention of staying in the U.S. And the U.S. wasn't as accommodating, or it wasn't moving fast enough, so he went to Canada. And now the brother is in Canada, and he no more found a job. Back there, he's self-sufficient. And during the first time we interviewed him, we talked about, how he got the gumption to leave his country and go to a country where you don't even know. And we talked, and so all of this is what? All of this is part of the creative genius that allows him to take the seven, his intellect, and use the six, his love and compassion for self, and to do the four, work hard to be an 11. And that's a master of the spiritual realm. And when I say spiritual realm, I mean mental realm. And when I mean mental realm, I mean mining your own mind. Everything you learn is just self-discovery. So he's pulling off the layers of himself, and he's seeing into himself, and he's spreading the love and compassion of himself through the process of, and let's reverse the order now. We went 7, 6, 4, 11. So now he's using his spiritual intuition, 11, to be dependable and responsible, the 4, along with love and compassion, the 6, to express intellectual superiority, the 7. So his numbers is exactly what he's doing, which is, again, as I've been saying to everybody on the planned net, there is no one on this earth that I cannot immediately see what they're doing wrong and how they should reverse it, so that way they can start doing right. Brother Ruben just implemented, because he said the same thing that I said, which is, if you can teach it to me like I'm a third grader, I can grab it. Don't come to me with your Harvard education, or don't come to me with, your Yale or all your degrees. I got some too. But that's not how we connect. We connect at our lowest point. People connect with you on your lowest vibrational level, not on the highest. They connect down there, and then you elevate them. So you got to connect with people at their lowest point. Those are called points of light or points of life. So connect with me. And that's what Brother Ruben is doing. He's using his universal spiritual laws to connect with people. And so now, Brother Ruben, we get into something that's, I want to talk about when it comes to your daily routine. Help the audience. Give me a idea when it comes to product creation. What is the process that you go through to mentally get to a place of deciding, like the last video that you did, where you was talking about the vibrational, body of a woman that's attractive, which is basically her love of herself, not her love of something or someone else. And so what is your process of coming up with the ideals that make you you, especially the spiritual ideals, or the, when I say spiritual, I mean mental ideals? Can you walk us through, so what do you do to get, to the place where you came up with the title Mining Your Mind? What does that process of creation looks like for you?
Of course, the process of creation is somehow I think the one thing that is good for me to understand, I hope this is helpful for everybody, is to understand that there's nothing new under the sky. So when you set yourself to create something, you need to get rid of that idea that it has to be perfect, because it has already been created. The only thing you are actually doing is expressing it on your own way. So because I'm aware of it, I constantly I'm very curious, and I research, and I look here and there. And if I want to create a course, then I go online and look at courses. And I take a little bit of this course, a little bit of this. And if I want to write a book, then I go and look at books and see which one kind of likes me or not. And out of what I like, I start picking up pieces and bring them together and putting them in a unique way, because it's my own expression, and that's how pretty much I create. Like if I want to give you an example of how do I create, like I know people like to do fitness. What I do when it comes to fitness is I am open to all types of training. I go to YouTube if I want to improve something. I go to YouTube and type it and look at many different ways to do it. And I pick whatever I like, and I start practicing it, and then I turn it into my own practice. And then I create my own routine.
Nice, excellent. So now, the mining your mind, is that, are you thinking about rolling that out as a book, or are you going to turn that into something similar to, you know, what I've done, what I do with the, you know, like pay-per-view courses? Kind of what are you leaning toward doing with the mining your mind?
So mining your mind for business is right now it's just the title of the first book I'm coming out with. Where it goes, I would see, brother, because I'm not quite sure. What happened is this, brother. I have a lot of courses, ideas on the go, and some of them are developing, some of them are just there. And the way I got to Mining Your Mind for Business was through the same process. I have a lot of titles, and while I was writing the book, which came out because I read a book that I liked, I really like the style of writing of the book I wrote. It was very simple. It was kind of very simple. So I like that style of writing. So that inspired me to, okay, this is something I can do because I actually like it. Because, to be honest, one thing that I don't like about groups is that they get really boring, because there is a lot of information to explain the key points. So this book is pretty much key points. I'm not explaining anything. I'm just giving you the key points, and whatever that triggers on you, you have to go and research it, or probably you don't care, whatever it is. But that's how so the mining your mind for business, it might become into a course. As we were talking about the creation process, it's the same with me creating myself as a life coach, or as a consultant, or as what you're doing. And it's where you are right now, it took you a while to kind of discover yourself through the process. So I'm right now just starting to discover, so I'm not quite sure where I'm heading, but I'm in the process of of developing. So I'm not quite sure where courses will go. I just want to make sure that I'm enjoying it, so I consistently do it.
Yeah. Absolutely, brother. Absolutely, and that's extremely important, because that's the bottom line, is what you said earlier, and that is the process of creating is a process, again, of loving, and it's a process of giving. And so the more you create, the more you love yourself. The more you love yourself, the more you give to yourself. That means the more you can receive, because your receiving is determined by your giving, which means your receiving is determined by your creating. So if you're not creating anything, then you're not eligible to receive anything, at least not from the forefather, from the big G. You may receive it from the little G, but as far as receiving something, receiving light, receiving love, receiving life, those three L's, that comes from the forefather. That comes from the big G. Excuse me. And that process that Brother Ruben is going through, which is the whole reason I really, really want to interview him, is because he's in the process. A lot of people haven't started. In fact, most people live their entire life and they never create nothing. They just work for someone else. And they never create anything that is, again, a single standing column of waveform energy that came straight from source, that's downloaded into their pattern, or in, because patterns are power, and your pattern is your power. It comes from the person, the place, and the position that gave you a purpose, a principle, and a process that results or should result in a product. That product should produce a profit. And that profit is what's going to give you prosperity. And that prosperity gives you peace. Not the peace that the world gives, but the peace that comes from the big G, that comes from the Father. And many of us are not engaged in, we're not even started the process, because we don't have, again, the purpose. And so where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. And what Brother Ruben is doing is he's engaging in a process, but that process that gave him a procedure, it came from his purpose. And so where purpose is not known, again, people cast off restraint. They just walk around and just do whatever. And so the most important thing that we're sharing today is his purpose has to do with understanding what a lot of us don't, and that's the spirit realm. That's understanding how vibration, when we say spirit, we're just talking about a group of related thought, basically. We're talking about how, you know, certain energies come together. And the reason that energy come together and they either fight against each other or it harmonizes and it synchronizes. And then it starts to build a tribe, because it has the same vibe. And so Brother Ruben is that starting that process of establishing his vibe. And once his vibe, that's his being. And that being, now he's starting to beam. And as he starts to beam, people are going to bond. And so everybody listen to this, to my voice, you have to start the process. And Brother Ruben is breaking down how he started the process, because the process of creating is a process of discovering. And it's that process of discovering the self that allows you to fall in love with the self, not something outside of self. So you ain't got to be fake. You don't need no fake hair. You don't need no fake nails. You don't need no fake butt. You don't need no fake, you know, men, fake personality, no fake ego, you know, no fake this, that, or the other. We don't have to personify, you know, our fakeness, because we can personify our realness, because clarity produces certainty. Certainty produces competency. Competency produces connectivity. Connectivity produces confidence. Confidence produces chemistry. And that chemistry produces currency. And so Brother Ruben is engaged in that process, but it was just like everybody listened to the sound of my voice when Brother Ruben left his native country of Colombia and came, and he first landed in Florida, and then from Florida he's up in Canada. All of that process, all of that was he was engaging and going through the process of discovering himself. So everything that we're talking about is self. And the reason why I keep honing on that is because, and getting Brother Ruben to break it down and share that with you, is because it wasn't like a walk in the park. It did require getting past this, that what we talked about earlier, that disposition. But it all started with disposition awareness. And so one of the things that Brother Ruben used to do a lot, he was intellectualizing things too much. So, Brother Ruben, how did you get past that disposition, that coping mechanism? So I would talk to Brother Reuben, and one of the things he would come back, he would ask a lot of intellectual questions. They were very intellectual, but they wasn't very creational. Now Brother Reuben is asking questions that create, and in fact, he's not even asking questions. The brother sent me a couple of, and I don't remember, and you can share this as well, Brother Reuben, those two new apps that you sent me that has to do with the creation process. So, Brother Reuben, first question is, how did you get past, or how did you shift the energy from asking intellectual questions to producing intellectual products? How did you make that shift?
As we talk most of the time, brother, you know, clarity gives you the confidence. And for me, when you point out my pattern, and you told me I was thinking, all that resonated on me because it's true. Like I think too much, and I sometimes I go out of it, but it was a constant. Now I'm changing it into understanding that it is not bad. It's not, but it is not. It is just a tool that my thinking is just a server to my intuition. So I took the energy out of thinking because of clarity, because of understanding, because of knowledge. Now I can see my thinking. So I took that energy that was there for a long time because of ignorance. I was putting too much energy on it because I ignored what thinking was. So my intellect took my energy and play with me. Like all this, it kind of keep me there. Now I'm taking it out of it and putting it into my intuition and just go and use it to help me bring about my intuition. But now I'm looking at it from a different point of view, and I think that's what has changed that's what has done the shift of energy, which is now I'm putting my energy. I'm aware of my pattern, so I can see them. And as I mentioned in the beginning, once you can see yourself, your design. It's a huge thing. Like, bro, I'm 100% agree with you when you said that 99.9% people doesn't even understand their design, and it's crazy because we were designed with a specific intention, and not knowing your design, it just brings you to abuse you. So what I was doing was abusing my design by overusing my thinking instead of using my. So it was just abusing myself by thinking. So now I see it, and now I took that energy out of it, and see my thinking as something really positive because it's part of my design, but not as my main feature.
Gotcha. Wow. And that's a big shift. That's a huge, huge, huge shift, brothers and sisters, because very few people can make that adjustment. What Brother Reuben just did was to take energy out of the problem and put energy into the solution. Be the solution. Immerse your brain in the solution, not the problem. That's wow. That's one of the biggest shifts to do, because we're so problem-oriented, because when you watch the news and when you watch most programs, they talk about the problem. And it's extremely important to be able to make that adjustment, because if you can't make that adjustment and that shift, then you just continue to feed the problem, and you bring about what you think about. And it's a unknown, because people tell me, well, I'm just living in reality. You know, I have a problem and I want to solve that problem. Okay, but you can't solve the problem with the same thinking and with the same mindset that created the problem. And so in order to solve the problem, you got to immerse your brain in the solution. You got to think about the solution. And that's a big mental shift. And that's one of the things that that Brother Ruben was able to do. You know, his ability to make that adjustment, to see the working value in the information that I was sharing, then to take that information and then implement it into his own life. And now he's in the process of assisting other people by, again, doing what the program is designed to do. And that is to become aware of yourself, not anybody else. All the stuff I talk about is designed to do one thing and one thing only, self-awareness. That to put you in total connection with your true, authentic self. Because all of my life I was fake. And I realized that people didn't respond to that. And then people that did respond to it, they was fake too. And so it was just fake begot more fake. So I had to get rid of the fake. And the way that I got rid of the fake was I stopped dwelling on, I stopped feeding, I stopped thinking about it, I stopped, you know, getting all the desires, and that's the same thing that Brother Ruben has done and is doing. And so now, Brother Ruben, we want to kind of wrap everything up for us, brother, and share with the listening audience, man, all of your contact information. You know, if you have a website up, you know, share with us, you know, website. Where or what process that you're going to be, or what system are you using, Lulu, like I do, to publish the book, or are you going through a different system? Kind of wrap everything up for us and tell us, you know, kind of what direction that you're heading. And if there's someone listening that would like to contact you personally more about spiritual mastery and understanding the spirit realm, which is the intuition and your intuitiveness, how can we contact you, brother?
Well, of course, brother. So my name is, complete name is Rubén Castelblanco, and just by, I guess, Google that, you find information and a way to contact me on LinkedIn. But my website will be also RubénCastelblanco.com, and my other website will be SpaceMastery.com. My Instagram is also Space Mastery. Mastery is spelled, it's not mastery, but maestry, which is the plural of maestro or maestra. Which am I going to use? I think I might use Lulu, brother. I'm not quite sure still how it works. I don't know if they twin one book at a time, or it, when somebody order a book, you just... Is that one book at a time, brother?
Yes, sir. Yeah. They do one book at a time. That's why I use them, man. There's no overhead. There's no cost of goods, no production unless somebody orders something, and so it's print on demand. Instead of just getting the first book I published, you know, I got 5,000 books in my garage, and then I had to try to, you know, sell 5,000 books. And then that tied up a lot of revenue. I was able to sell them, but that just ties up your resource. And you want to, you know, you want to make sure, because most people are, most businesses are cash strapped. So you want to make sure you have a lot of cash to continue to operate your business. And the way of doing that is by limiting or reducing the cost of goods. That's why most of the things that I promote and do don't require any type of investment. And so Lulu would publish the book, and it would just, I mean, that's to me remarkable, for free. And it just sits
so
there. Nobody order it.
They will do
nobody,
just do
nobody
one book. So if somebody order a book, I just go to them and they will send it to that person, to that address?
Absolutely. Absolutely, brother. You can do like I do, where people can go directly to Lulu, or you can have them go directly to your website. which is what I prefer. That way they pay me first, and then I pay Lulu. Or they can go directly to Lulu, and then Lulu sets aside your funds, and they send it to you once a quarter. I prefer to get my money daily. That's why I have everybody pay me directly, and then I pay Lulu. But whichever you prefer, because some people don't like that process of having to engage. They like it more on an autoresponder, and Lulu will do that. Lulu will automatically, if the book costs $6 to print and you sell the book for $16, they will keep $6 and they will send you $10. But they only do it, you know, once a quarter, and once it goes over a certain threshold. If you didn't sell over a certain amount that quarter, you don't get a check that quarter. They just hold on to the money. So I didn't like nobody else holding my money. I can hold my own money. Thank you very much. And so that's why I have people go through my website, or I have people go directly to my PayPal account, make a donation, then I send out the book. That just gives me more control over the funds and having access to my funds a lot faster. And then also access to the person's information when they order. But again, I can definitely assist you with that as well, my brother. As far as once you get to the point of publishing the book, again, shoot me an email, man, and I can help you walk you through that process of setting everything up through Lulu. Because to my knowledge, I've tried a few others, and yeah, Lulu's the best game in town so far.
Yeah, for what you mention it, and I look at it, and it looks good. Yeah, brother, the idea is having a website. The website is going to be exactly the same, but there's going to be two domains that will direct people to the same website. The domains are RubenCastelBlanco.com, and the other one is SpaceMastery.com, but they will direct people to the same website. And on that website, I'll be myself. And I'll share and I'll help. I assist people to power themselves and to see themselves, see their authentic self. That's the objective. That's the intention.
Absolutely, my brother. Absolutely. And so, could you also talk really, really quickly, brother, on the app? InShot, how does that app work? If you've tried it, and from a video editing perspective, because that could be a tool or resource for the listening audience when it comes to assisting them with getting over the hurdle of posting something on Instagram. So how does InShot work?
InShot is very easy to use. I'm really happy with it because it's super easy to use, and it gives you a bunch of tools to edit and to rearrange your video. So InShot is an app, and you just record your video with your phone, and then you open the app, and then you bring your video to the app. And on the video, on the app, you can rearrange the background. You can add text. You can even add some filters. And even better, you can cut it and trim it. So you can add more than one video. So you can record two videos with your phone or three videos with your phone and cut them and put them together on this app. So it's pretty much what you do with a professional editing software, but in a smaller scale. I found it really, really, really useful. So if anybody wants to post videos on Instagram, I think that's a really good way to go.
Excellent. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Wow, that's powerful, man. I think I'm going to give that one a shot as well, because, again, that's something I haven't used in the past, and that's one of the good things about, about the group is that people that use different tools and different technology, because, technology assists each and every one of us of expressing, exposing, and expanding ourselves. But the most important piece of information that I wanted everybody to take away from today's interview was the fact that, Brother Ruben was able to exercise, or I'm going to use the word identify his disposition. Not that it was negative or positive. He just became aware that that was a way of operating. And then once he became aware of that way of operating, he transcended it. He improved it. And so that's mining your mind. He saw how his mind works, and he saw the benefits, and he kept those. And some of the things that was negative, like he was overanalyzing. A lot of stuff that we would talk, he was very, very intellectual, because he's a seven. And as a seven, you know, he was stifling his own creative process. And he was limiting his spiritual process because he was going through, and what he would do is he would really, really delve into, you know, the intellectual aspect of everything instead of really living more from this gut level or the intuitive aspects. And so he made a shift from being very intellectual to being very, again, intuitive and to operating from his gut, from his spiritual heart, and from his mental heart. And so by doing that, he increased his intellectual capacity to see. And so he was able to identify any, you know, unrealistic expectations, any misplaced dependencies, any and all social expectations. And he removed those social expectations. That's what allowed him to move forward. Because he wasn't stifled anymore by fear of being authentic. And so he found his niche, and his niche was being authentically himself, returning back to self-mastery or mastery of the self. And the way that he did that was he started creating, and he realized it wasn't about the goal, it was about the role. And he got involved in this. He increased his speed of understanding through process improvement. And then that was understandability is duplicatability. So he was able to duplicate things because he was able to understand a lot of things. And that, my brothers and sisters, is extremely important because that's how you are able to create. And so, Brother Ruben, any last words or comments that you would like to leave with the listening audience before we close today, my brother?
Yes, brother. I would like to share with whoever is listening that keep in mind, be aware that you're being produced by a process, and the best way to reproduce yourself is to readjust the process, and that process that is producing you has been in place to create a synthetic person. And the process of healing, the process of removing negative patterns, is the process of going back to your authentic self. And that requires a process. There are a lot of processes, and Brother Will is one of the processes, and he talks about the process. But ultimately, it comes down to your practice. And see what works for you, your own practice, your own voice. It's what is gonna bring you back to your authentic being.
Wow, powerful, 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 my brother. Very well said. Very well said. Your own, and as I say all the time, but I'm not trying to create a following. I don't want a little cult. I'm a leader, and I train and teach and create leaders. And that means your own individual process. You don't want to think like me. Trust me. I got a lot of good aspects, but then there's a lot of dark aspects of my nature as well. So you don't want to think like anybody else. You just want to think like yourself. So again, Brother Ruben, thank you so much for joining us today. My brother, thank you for sharing that information. And I want to be interviewing again. A lot more other members. I know that there's a new friend of a client, Dr. T. Want to get her on the show, hopefully with sometime next week, so she can talk about her book that just really blew my mind, that talks about the power of the lymph nodes as far as detoxing the lymph nodes and how that brings about pristine health. She's a cancer survivor. Powerful story. Sister Martinette as well, who is a client. I'm gonna interview her, Brother Dana. Maybe I can get Brother Rome back on the show. Maybe get Sister Ellen and a lot of other clients on the show so they can just share their testimony and their journey. Again, not nothing you have to do. It's just a way of sharing with others how the program has benefited you, or what you have to give to the universe and to others. Everybody has a gift. Your voice is needed in this universe. Your voice needs to be heard. What Brother Ruman has been saying today is extremely important. Everybody has a voice, and everybody has something to say. Everybody has a story. I know you may not think nobody your story is important. You might think nobody needs to hear your story, but trust me, your story is important because your story is going to resonate with someone. It's going to bring about, again, clarity for someone. That's going to bring about certainty in that. That's going to help them with their competency. That's going to help them with their connectivity. That's going to give them more confidence. It's going to establish their vibe or their chemistry. Their chemistry is going to establish their tribe or their currency. So your story may be the story that can help elevate someone else to the next level. So brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. There's a name written on his thigh that no man can pronounce. May the sun and the ruach, the pneuma, the set-apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. Thank you again, Brother Ruben, for dropping that major knowledge and sharing what God is showing, what the Big G is showing and leading you to do. So we'll be talking with everybody soon. God bless.
Yeah, focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that made them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth, this sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours.
Back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice.